This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Another Sunday night, another Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. A shout out to all of the listeners for the last 5 years that have made the show very, very popular. And we just thank all our listeners for that. Before we get started, all the nice calls and emails I've been getting about my book, Rogue Town, and how it's become a very, very popular seller, and just so happy with that. As we speak, we're in the process of doing Rogue Town 2. And if you don't know about Rogue Town, you better check it out, because the law says you can't read Rogue Town 2 unless you read Rogue Town. Rogue Town is the true story of a total city under the stranglehold of organized crime. The corrupt city officials who betrayed the town, and the cop, that would be me, who wore a wire to help bring them down. If you like true crime with an emphasis on organized crime, you're going to like this book. The foreword is by Pulitzer Prize winner Anthony Dolan. And right on the cover, I have Mr. Henry Hill saying, "When organized crime controls the police department, they control the entire city. Vito Colucci is the real deal." And you're going to enjoy this. We had a lot of fun doing it. I knew it would be a good seller, but I just didn't know it would take off like it has. And I thank everybody for that. So check that out. You're going to really enjoy it. Interesting show tonight. Very interesting show. I mean, we always try to keep it good with all the guests that I have on, usually from Fox News or CNN or whatever. And Henry Hill, when he was alive, came on. A lot of good people. You're going to find this interesting. We're going to be talking to a former NBA referee who wrote the book Personal Foul, which is a first-person account of the scandal that rocked the NBA. Personal Foul takes an in-depth look at former NBA referee Tim Donaghy and the betting scandal that rocked professional basketball. So I'd like to introduce from Florida, Tim Donaghy. Thank you, Tim, for being on Crime Time.
Thanks for having me, Vito. I'm pretty excited. I enjoyed that music that you started with. It got me excited.
That's throwback music, throwback from the Dragnet and everything days. Yeah. Well, you know, thanks again for being on this show. It is the book is so interesting. I've always been a sports fan, and for me though, I was telling my son the other day, basketball playoffs to me, more than the Super Bowl, more than the World Series, are my most enjoyable time. I push my lounge thing right in front of the TV, work the popcorn and the Dr. Pepper a little bit, and I'm all set. And ladies and gentlemen, Tim from, let me just check these dates here. Tim, give me a second here. From 1994 to 2007, Tim Donaghy worked the NBA, officiating in 772 regular season games and 20 playoff games. Tim, tell the listeners all across the country, how did you get started? Who saw you?
No, what happened was basically my father was a top college basketball referee at the time, and I started to officiate. And, you know, my mom came to me one time at the dinner table and said, you know, why don't you pursue a career as an NBA basketball referee? And it sounded like a great idea, and I sent a couple letters out to the NBA, got in front of the right people at the right camps, and next thing I knew, I was in a training program out in Los Angeles, California, and I was being looked at the supervisor of officials, Darryl Garrettson and Aaron Wade, to possibly become a staff member of the CBA, which was the minor leagues of the time of the NBA.
Wow, very interesting. So you get put into the NBA. They liked you. Let me ask you this. Your first game, when was it, and do you remember the teams?
I do. It was in 1994. My first regular season game was Indiana and Houston. It was in Indiana, and, you know, something I'll never forget because there was a play involving Reggie Miller that went against him and went against the home team and for about 5 minutes, but it felt like about 30 minutes. The fans threw stuff on the floor, and it was something where the game was constantly delayed because we couldn't play the game because the players were slipping from all the liquids that the fans were throwing over a call I made that went against Reggie Miller.
Wow, that was some star for it. You must have been standing there watching the debris and say, wait a minute, they didn't tell me this in the CBA.
You know? Yeah, it was something where you just were hoping at some point that you know, everyone was going to get everything mopped up so we could play the last 5 seconds because that's all that was left in the game, and it just seemed like it took forever for them to get the floor cleaned up so we could get out of there.
Wow, unbelievable. I got to ask you this because I know from talking to a couple of referees, how was your first – did you experience the first time you went to Denver, I guess, the problem with the altitude?
No, for sure. When you're in Denver, the altitude is definitely a lot different than other parts of the country, and it gets you winded a little bit quicker, and you definitely feel it as you're, you know, running up and down the court, and if there's a long period of time where there's no whistle and you don't get a break, you really start to feel it. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you can't wait for that next whistle so there's a stoppage in play.
Right. And what you don't want is some teams like, say, the Sacramento, how they used to run up and down the court for several years, and other teams playing Denver. Yeah, I had talked to a couple people that had gone through training camp, and all of a sudden they couldn't figure out why they were winded in the second quarter up in the mountains there, you know. But that, I found that very interesting. Tell quickly a little bit about training camp, when it goes on, how long it takes, and what do you come out of there feeling really good in shape and everything?
Well, you know, you're supposed to be in shape before we go to training camp, which is, you know, about a week, sometime in September. And you just sit in a room and you go over video and rule changes for the upcoming season. And we have union meetings. And, you know, the league just comes in and tests you on the rules and goes over different things that they want you to focus on for that upcoming season. It's usually about a week long in regard to doing all that stuff and going through a physical to make sure you're in shape and capable of getting through the entire season. So it's usually about a week long, and it has a lot to do with a lot of video and a lot of rule preparation.
Right, very good. Tim, any time in your career, whether at that training camp or by a head referee, has anybody ever told you to go easier on certain superstars or anything that matches up what I'm saying there?
Definitely. I mean, there's times when veteran referees will pull younger referees aside and kind of teach them that craft of, you know, these guys are stars. These are who put people in the seats and make sure if you're going to blow the whistle against guys like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and LeBron James, that, you know, they're 100% correct in blowing that whistle. And not only that, if there's another guy that's near that play and he's also involved in the play, instead of giving the foul to that star, you know, give it to that lesser player so that there's not a situation where that star player has to go to the bench.
Right. Very, very, very interesting. I'm reading, like, you got a lot of great commentary on your book from many, many people, five stars and everything. And one person says here, announcers routinely say, they are letting them play tonight. That is a code for the referees are not doing their job and allowing mayhem out there. What do you make of that comment?
you know, there's no doubt. I mean, there's a set of rules that are written in the rule book, and it doesn't say that those rules are for a certain team or a certain player. It's for the officials to enforce throughout the whole 48 minutes of the game. So it's not done on a consistent, continuous basis. Some players and some teams have a different set of rules, and it just shouldn't be like that. It should be a fair competition for everybody involved.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, like you heard my introduction there, I wore a wire for a long time and did my own work. I got my own bosses on the police department that were running the gambling empire, as well as Gambino and Genovese family members. So I know a lot about this. But unfortunately, what happens is, and a lot of times I talk about ethics to new cops and different things like that, how it starts, you know. Do me a favor. Just let me know. They used to say to me, do me a favor. Let me know when the feds are in town. That's all. I don't want you to do anything out of school. And, you know, once you get hooked in the seconds we have before we take a break, once you get hooked in with some of these people, Tim, we're going to come back after the break and talk about it. It seems it could happen innocently enough, and then before you know it, the envelope's there, and you say, geez, you know, this isn't too bad. To supplement everything else, I got, you know, four kids and blah, blah, blah. So think about that. After the hard break, we're going to come back, and we're going to start off with that, Tim. So ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We'll be back with former referee Tim Donaghy. Because you had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie, you come back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day, you had a bad day.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Darius Rucker singing his hit song, Wagon Wheel. For what it's worth, Darius Rucker is one of my favorite artists back when he was Hootie to now where he's tearing up the country scene. But anyway, we are back with Tracy and Charlie Vega giving invaluable tips on for the ladies on how not to get accosted. You know, guys, interesting direction we're going on this. My question to you, Charlie and Tracy, you know, woman in the park, let's say that's a tough area over there. You're running around the field in the park. You got to park your car someplace. Somebody witness you going around, and eventually, whether it's becoming dust outside or whatever, she's heading back to her car. And all of a sudden, this guy pulls up, jumps out of his car. Now, without going farther with a scenario, Tracy, what are we looking for the woman to do or try to do to end this whole situation?
Well, the first thing we're looking for her to do, hopefully, is to be aware of her surroundings, which is kind of safety 101. But a lot of times the women are pre-programmed. You know, they're going to get out of the car or going back to the car. They've got their little headset in, you know, they're focusing on getting to the, wherever they're going to or from. And they're not paying attention. They're not looking around, and they're making themselves an easy target because bad guys are looking for women who are easy targets when it's a random attack. So the first thing is they need to look up and be aware. I would also tell them to please always carry the pepper spray with them, even when they're jogging, whether they stick it in their sports bra or they have it attached to a lanyard around their neck, whatever it is they're doing, that they need to carry that with them. And we do sell that. That's on our website, but we encourage everybody to have that with them. And then if they feel like they're being followed, obviously, you know, you want to not ignore that person. You want to either make eye contact and turn around and let them know, put up your hand. And we like to tell people you want to put your hand at their eye level. So if that person is approaching and you're feeling uncomfortable, turn around and say, hey, what do you want? Stop. Don't come any closer. We don't give women a script. We just want you to know that by putting your hand up at their face, it's a little more intimidating because now they know that you're paying attention. They know that they're a target. And by you making contact and making verbalization and putting your hand up, people around you, if there's anybody anywhere in the park, can see you with your hand up, and they know that that's a potential problem. So right away, whether they get involved or not, they're probably going to pick up their cell phone and call somebody and go, hey, something's going on here. So there are a lot of things that they can do right there to kind of prevent the situation from escalating.
That is great. That is a great information. And, of course, I was thinking, Tracy, as you were talking, too, hey, if you're a runner, you could also just take off. Now, is the guy going to be foolish enough to get away from his car and then run after you for a quarter of a mile or something? What is he going to do down the road when he catches you with other people running and everything? You know what I'm saying? So that, I think, a lot of times, like my one of my granddaughters, she was an all-state runner in Illinois on many high school teams, set records. So, I mean, I would say to her now, Kara, if you're involved in any situation like that, if you have an opportunity, obviously you're not going to run with heels on or something like that just to take off. Is that a good answer to give her?
Yeah, well, you would run if you're able to run. And remember, we teach ages 9 to 91. So if you are able to run, you would run possibly towards a populated area, and you want to create distance between you and that potential attacker is what you want to do. So the key to running is creating distance. You want distance between you and that attacker.
Or seeing where other people are.
Right. Yeah, so you don't want to run towards the woods or towards a desolate area, whatever, you know, if you want to go someplace where somebody could potentially help you.
That is, yeah, definitely. I mean, usually the places I know on the East Coast, you know, where I come from, Stamford, Connecticut, all through that area, there's a lot of running at the parks and things like that where there's always people around. And, you know, these guys, you know, that do this stuff, you're not going to find them on Jeopardy answering any questions for Alex Trebek because they're not too smart sometimes, you know. So just take off if you can. Make as much noise, yell and scream. And, you know, I like what you said because it goes the same thing for police officers nowadays, and it always has, especially for all these cops that are being shot. You know, you have to continually pay attention. The woman coming from a Fortune 500 company, she wants to get that offer. Mine. She's getting out of the car, throwing off her shoes, putting on her sneakers if maybe, or having them on already. And a lot of times, I can guarantee you, whether it's a man running or a woman running, it doesn't matter, you're definitely not paying attention, right? So that's got to be foremost in your mind.
Definitely. Most definitely. Got to pay attention to what's going on around you.
Yeah, any, you know, looking and seeing a man sitting in a car, even a distance away. Well, why the heck is that man sitting in a car? You know, if he had little children, he would be out with them.
That's very significant, too, because we say that about parking lots as well. Parking lots are meant for people to come, be coming and going. Same thing at the park. I mean, sometimes people may be sitting there eating lunch or whatever, but the other thing we'll tell you is women have terrific instincts, so do children, and if you think something's wrong, you think somebody's watching you, you think the situation's not right, you're probably correct.
You know, I look at one of the sayings that you guys have where it says, do I look like a criminal to you or what does a bad guy look like? That's something that I used on the police department. One time I stopped a woman and she was, speeding the whole bit. I mean, it was open and shut. I wasn't even going to give her a ticket. I was just going to talk to her and she started yelling and screaming, do I look like a criminal to you? And right off the top of my head, that was the first time I had that. I said, well, okay, ma'am, what is a criminal look like? Not me. I said, oh, okay. So I love what you're saying there, you know, because you can't gauge that, folks. The listeners across the country that are listening here, listen to these folks. These are authorities. And I love your other phrase here. You guys, what you guys do, very effective techniques on how to escape, not fight. Why don't you expand on that a little bit?
Well, the reality is, Vito, that nobody can teach you how to fight in a very short amount of time. If you want to learn to be a good fighter, whether it's boxing or it's martial arts, it takes a couple of years for you to do that. And even if you do that, there's still no guarantee that you're going to win. If you've ever watched boxing, which most people know what it is, these people train for years, and still someone always loses. So usually the better fighter wins. So what we're trying to do is save lives by saying you're better to flee, you know, the fight or flight. Well, we're saying flight. Your chances of survival are much better if you escape versus fighting that person. Because once you start kicking and punching or trying to gouge their eyes out or whatever other techniques people have taught you, that's fighting. And once you fight, the better fighter usually wins.
That's right. Very good points. We're going to go to a hard break, but when we come back, I'm going to throw you guys a question. Same scenario, but the woman has a child with her who has been grabbed by the people, and I'll have you answer that at that point, okay? So we're going to go to a hard break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with experts in this field, and I already see a lot of notes from my people that are here and hearing this, so they love it. So we'll be back in a minute with Tracy and Charlie Vegas. Stand by.
Like a rock, I was strong as I could be.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.
We are back, former top NBA referee Tim Donaghy. And, Tim, I picked that song just because of fans. And, you know what I'm just thinking of now? Was it Joe Crawford that wanted to fight? What's his name from the Spurs actually said he wanted to fight him to his face?
Yeah, it was Tim Duncan. Yeah, he did. It was a situation where, Crawford felt that Duncan was laughing at him and, definitely went after him in a way that he shouldn't have. Crawford ended up getting suspended for the whole playoffs that year, probably cost him about $85,000.
I know. Imagine that. I mean, you guys are taught to, keep calm and this and that and the whole bit. And Joe Crawford obviously been around, even longer than you. And to say something like, I remember reading, seeing the sportscaster saying, he said to him, do you want to fight?
Yeah.
I'll say, what?
Definitely a crazy situation. And he tended to lose his temper a lot. It seems like it's a once every 5 year thing. He does something crazy on the floor where they say that's it, they're going to fire him, and the next thing you know, he's always brought back.
Now, let me ask you this. And speaking about things like that, are there referees that are so locked in that they never have to worry about anything? The golden boys, the click.
Yeah, for sure. He's definitely one of those guys. I don't know, they use the old analogy, they know where the bodies are buried, and I have a feeling that he's got a lot of stuff on a lot of people because some of the stuff that he's done on and off the floor, and for him to still have his job as an NBA referee is kind of very questionable at best. So you got to think he has something on somebody somewhere because he's still running up and down that floor.
Right. Now, let me throw this out to you. I had a question from somebody when they knew that you were going to be on the show. The question is, in doing what you did, ladies and gentlemen, on a basketball game, there's what's called a spread, okay? And on the spread, a team could be favored by 5 points, and say New York Knicks against Boston Celtics. Knicks are favored by 5 points. And there's also an over and under, which folks mean that the total points combined for both those teams, let's say 200, you can bet that it would go over 200, you can bet that it would be under 200. Out of the three things I said, Tim, taking the over or taking laying the points or taking the points, which is the easiest for somebody to do if they wanted to keep control of the game? Explain that a little bit.
I think if you're going to be involved in manipulating a game as a referee or a player, the thing to do would be if you were a team that was taking the team that was getting a large amount of points, because with that, it usually comes through that, a team is going to lose by points. And if you're giving a team a call at the end that's keeping it within that spread, nobody's really going to prepared because the same team is still won. So I think that's something that's usually, on the radar when certain referees are officiating certain games, because some referees like to keep the game close and within, entertainment value for people to stay tuned in. So if the spread's, 12 to 15, certain officials are on a game, that is most likely going to fall within the spread.
Okay, now, you got three referees there. One's your lead referee all the time, right? It's usually, am I correct in saying maybe more of a senior guy over the other two?
Yes.
And in saying that, is there times where you guys huddle up, maybe even at halftime, where the lead guy says to somebody, "What the hell are you doing out there? What are you doing? You let this game get out of control. You're calling fouls like crazy," that kind of a thing.
Well, and not so much, calling fouls like crazy, but calling fouls against a certain star player.
Right.
When you see referees huddle up, you'll know that, those referees are discussing how many fouls a certain player has, and to make sure that if you're going to call another foul on that player that, it's a good foul because it's going to send him to the bench and he's a star, and all the fans that were looking at up here, paid a lot of money to come see him play. So, let's make sure that we don't send him to the bench unless we have to.
Right. Yeah, very, 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 very good point. And speaking about those lines, ladies and gentlemen, betting the over or the under, I would say that's very hard to do because say somebody bet the over, Tim, and the game, nobody's making shots. I mean, you got a first quarter that almost near the end is 12 to 10 or something like that. It makes it very difficult on those type of games for that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that you can really control an over or under bet, because there's always going to be the chance that a player can get hot behind the three-point line and send the game over, and there's always a chance that, you're going to have somebody that gets real cold and doesn't put a big number up, which is going to affect that type of bet.
Right. Now, Tim, you were married when all this was happening. Did the pressure of this or whatever other reasons bring you guys to a divorce with four girls?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, things were great prior to me getting in trouble. And as soon as I got in trouble, I think, my ex-wife definitely felt a lot of pressure on that and was in a panic situation because I was going to lose my job. The feds were involved and, possibility of going to jail for a long time. And, she felt it was in the best interest of her and my four daughters to, get a divorce and get, a large settlement so that, they would be okay. And that's basically what happened.
Right. Now, how long did you go to jail for, Tim?
I was sentenced for 15 months. I ended up doing, close to that. So it was a situation where at first I went to a federal prison camp, and then I was transferred to a more of a security prison for a violation after I got out of the halfway house. So, it was just something that, being in the that system that, you don't wish on your worst nightmare. Prison is prison, whether it's a prison camp or it's a maximum security prison. Your life's always in danger in that situation.
That's right. And did your wife, during the whole process there, do what most women would do, I would say, is, well, we're going to get killed. They're going to come after us. They're going to know about little Mary and Tony and blah, blah, blah. Should she put that all on you, too?
No, not so much that, but, the FBI agents, I do have to say, were a big help, during this whole thing for me. They were very supportive and were very nice and even pulled my wife aside and spoke to her that, they hear a lot, and if anything was ever going to come up, that they would be able to get to me or get to them if we were in any type of danger at any time. So, I got to say through the whole thing, the FBI agents were terrific, and I actually still speak to them today, even, the guys that were in charge of arresting me.
Right. Now, any probation period? Are you on anything right now or what?
Oh, no. I was on 3 months probation and, 3 years probation, and I served that, and I'm done with all that. So, this is, at this point, completely behind me. So, moving forward, things have definitely gotten better.
And how do your daughters feel now towards you?
Oh, great. Two of them live with me full time, and the other two I see, you know, quite often. So, you know, I think it's a situation where time heals all wounds, and, you know, we're moving in a good direction.
Great. Very, very good. Yeah, this is really a, I think I mentioned to you the other day, a you know, it's the way things work out, not the way they begin, you know. You know, for me as a young guy for many, many years, oh, yeah, let me wear a wire. You know, if somebody told me that now, I said, are you freaking nuts? get away from me, you know. Has anybody else bothered you now over the years? Obviously, you're no good to them anymore, but you don't... I'm sure you stay far clear of any of those old friends from growing up now.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm not associated with any of those guys in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, I've been very fortunate that, you know, people that have read the book and, you know the whole story have been very good towards me and have really enjoyed the story and the way that I put it out there. So, you know, like I said earlier, I'm very fortunate in how things have shaken out. And if you would have told me, you know, when this all went down, I'd be in the position I am today, I'd probably tell you you're crazy. But, you know, things have really worked out.
I know. I mean, it's so, like I said at the beginning of the show, I talked about my book, Rogue Town. And, you know, if anybody would have told me back then, just trying to stay alive for my life, you know, I was a musician, professional musician, too, during that era. And when I would go and play, I would have a leather bag of all my music in it. And way underneath it, I would keep my 357 Magnum right behind my amplifier and everything like that. So, you know, all crazy years for both of us, Tim. But we're going to a heartbreak. We're going to come back and let everybody know what you're doing now, what businesses you're in, how they can get the book and everything. So stand by.
You got it.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
And I bought a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
By Journey, we are back. Former NBA referee Tim Donaghy, a good guy, a really good guy, changed his life all the way around. Tim, why don't you tell our listeners all across the country now, first of all, how to get your book? It's called Personal Foul, ladies and gentlemen, by Tim Donaghy. Tim, spell your name for and let me know any websites that you're involved in or and whatever, and then we'll talk about your new business.
Definitely, the book can be found on Amazon.com. It's called Personal Foul, and it is, you know, something that has been on there for a while, so it's doing well now, you know, being involved in the NBA playoffs. So it's on that website, and it's something that back order right now, but, you know, you can get it very soon.
Right, very good. Now, tell everybody about your new business you have going.
Basically, it's called refpicks.com, and it's a website where I have 20 sports handicappers that put out plays on any event that has a line, and I'll give you some good advice on placing a bet if you're doing it as something as a hobby and as a recreation and not something where you're, you know, trying to mortgage the future of the house and get yourself in trouble. So we kind of keep an eye on everybody to make sure that, you know, it's being done the right way.
Right, right. Very good, very good. You're enjoying everything you're doing, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that definitely wasn't my first choice, but it's something that, you know, has been going pretty well for me. So, you know, I'm pretty excited that it's been doing so well.
question I ask all of my guests at the end, near the end of the show. I hit them with this. 7-10 years from now, Tim Donaghy, what would you like to be doing? Maybe something you haven't done already, or continuation of something. What can you see for yourself? You're a young guy. What can you see down the road that really in the back of your mind?
I think it's just a matter of keep doing what I'm doing, you know, making the right changes, working on the website, doing a little bit of real estate, and you know, being in the lives of my four daughters is what's the important thing.
That's it. That is very important, man. We both talk about the four daughters here, and that is I just value so much my relationship with them each and every day, who's calling, who I'm with, and everything like that. Any big scoop on the NBA you kind of want to say in this last segment about, hey, this one is not what he appears to be, or this or that, or whatever it may be, or either about the home office or the players?
I think when you look at the NBA this year, it's definitely, you know, you have the Atlanta Hawks who have, you know, won a lot of games without a superstar player. And, you know, I think that they had one of the best records in the league. And I don't see them getting out of this next round of the playoffs.
Right.
The Cleveland Cavaliers. I think you're going to see them, you know, go out rather quickly.
A question for you here. You weren't a referee in the times of this instant replay now, right? All that stuff going on like it is now? Isn't it a lot more now?
They did have it, but they've taken it to a whole nother level and added, you know, 5 or 6 different things that are now reviewable, rather than in the past when it was only a couple. So they've taken it to a whole nother level.
Okay, so a guy that wants to step into doing that stuff would find it much harder to do right now because of all those angles and everything else, right?
I think so. I think with everything being reviewable, they have to keep a close eye on a lot of calls, especially in the last couple of minutes. So it would be very difficult for a player or a referee to get involved in making calls in a game to affect the point spread.
All right, game gets over with. Most guys can't wait to get on a plane and go home, or do some guys, knowing they got a day or two off, like to walk around Miami or something like that? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. You know that lifestyle of you know, what people do on the road, and that's definitely what it's like for a referee. So every chance they get, they're looking for that day off and going out and trying to have a little bit of fun themselves.
Without naming names, I mean, when you look at the schedule and you see you're down with two other referees, male or female, do you ever say to yourself, "Oh man, I can't believe I got to work with these two tonight"?
Oh, absolutely, especially when you're put on the same road trip with somebody for about 10 days and it's somebody that, you know, you're not going to have too many laughs with. It can make your life real miserable.
Right. Very good. Who? I guess this is a safe question. Nowadays, who do you think is the best referee out there still? Above reproach, maybe does a good job, goes home afterwards, blah blah blah. Any one or two?
I think when you look at somebody like that, you have to look at Danny Crawford, because he's somebody that you know, is going to do a good job on the floor. He's going to make sure he has a good knowledge of the rules, and he's going to watch the game tape afterwards to see what mistakes he's made to try and make sure he doesn't make them again. So when I look at referees today and some of the guys that I've been with, I'd have to say him.
Wow, good choice, I believe. I heard a lot about him, too. I watched him. I can remember watching you a lot of times, Tim. You always had that, like, the serious look on your face, like you're there, you meant business, and let's get going with this, right?
Absolutely. I think that's the key to being good at what you do, is take it serious and be prepared.
All right, before we end the show, just a couple of simple questions here, if I can. Favorite and loudest arena? It could be two different things that you ever worked in. Favorite or loudest?
I think you have to look at Portland, because it's a city where they don't have too many professional sports, and they take their basketball very seriously, since it's one of their, you know, only professional sports. So they're really into it.
Right. I know I mentioned earlier, I used to love watching that Sacramento team, I guess, of the time you reffed, going back a while, when they had the other Jason Williams, the white Jason Williams, and all those guys running up and down the court. That place used to be rocking, too, right, if you ever did any of
there. Yeah, that was definitely going to be my second choice, because it's another city that only has one professional sport. So it's definitely an arena that could get very loud.
Right. All right. We're ready to wrap up the show. Ladies and gentlemen, buy the book. Buy the book. I could not put it down. Personal File. Pick up that book. Tim Donaghy. You're going to read all about the ins and outs of being a referee in the NBA. First person account. Check out his websites. Go online. A good guy who put it all together. It doesn't matter how you start the race, ladies and gentlemen. It matters how you finish it. And that's the important thing. So to Tim Donaghy. Tim, pleasure having you on the show. This was great. And ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again next Sunday night, Vito Colucci saying good night and God bless.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.